Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 my beloved. Shalom, shalom, shalom. And today, my Yahuwah and incoming mountain ready high priest. Amayah is wonderful, my beloved. The promises of Yahuwah shall be her wonderful. Hallelujah. And I encourage you, beloved, to sing Usha, Shia, the son of mighty Elohim by Jesus' meaning. And to our prayers to the Most by Yahuwah, for all he has done, is doing. And hallelujah, hallelujah. This is your host, Hebeyah, with his Hebeyah praise. And I want to open up with a prayer. Hebeyah, bless your coach name. Waking us up on this new day, Father, thank you for that you do, all that you've done, all that you are conscious to do. Thank you for your son, our Malkin, in Joel chapter 22, and also in Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to 39. It's my sincere prayer that hearts will be turned back to you on this day here.
I'm going to read a few verses of both Psalm 103 and Psalm 107.
So let me go there. So Psalm 107, I'm reading from verse 1 to 8. Oh, give thanks unto Yahuwah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of Yahuwah say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto El Yahuwah in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Yahuwah for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yah. So he is who redeems us, my beloved. He redeems us from the hand of the enemy. That's one of the promises of Yahuwah that we have in Yahusha Mashiach, that by his blood, Yahusha, he paid the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate ransom, and he redeemed us unto Yahuwah from the hand of the enemy. And we see that in Revelation 5, verse 9 and 10, where he has redeemed us by his blood out of every kindred, tribe, people, tongue, and nation, and have made us unto Yahuwah, our Elohim, a kingdom of priests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 103. Blessed Yahuwah, O my soul, and all that is within me. Blessed his holy name. Blessed Yahuwah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahuwah executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moshe, his acts unto the children of Yashayarel. Yahuwah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. That is Psalm 103, verse 1 to 8. Again, we're looking at the promises of Yahuwah in his beloved son, King Yahusha Amashiach. Hallelujah. And King Yahusha is coming again. He's coming again here real soon, and his rewards are going to be with him. So again, all praises to the Most High Yahuwah for all he has done, is doing, and will continue to do. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah, our Elohim, the Elohim of Yashayarel, for the promise of everlasting life in and through his Son, whom he gave as a ransom sacrifice for us, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And again, that's referenced in John 3:16. Hallelujah. And we know this everlasting life is through the indwelling of his Ruach HaKodesh, who seals us until the day of redemption. And you could see that reference scripture, Ephesians 4, verse 30. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Today, my beloved, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted Yahuwah and saw his works. And that's Psalm 95, verses 8 to 9. Hallelujah. Now, Abba, I bless your name. I bless your name. Thank you for all those who will hear this message and be pricked in their hearts to choose the promises you have in store for all those who receive and believe in your son, our Melchizedek High Priest, King Yahusha Amashiach, our Kohen Gadol, the one who sits at the right hand of the right hand of Yahuwah, at the right hand of power, making intercession for us each and every day, our Kohen Gadol. Yahusha Amashiach is coming again. So I want to look at a scripture here in Job 22, verse 22 to 30. And many of us know that Job, he was afflicted. Abba gave him permission because he had a hedge of protection around about Job. And we know when Asatan went up when the sons of Yah went up before Abba Yah, and Asatan was in the midst, Abba had a communication with them regarding his servant Job. And we know that for a season, Asatan was permitted to afflict Job, but he was not to take his life. And we saw that play out in the book of Job, 42 chapters. However, during the conversation with his friends, it's beautiful to find promises within those afflictions. So Abba Yah never leave us in our affliction. He never abandons Yashayarel, my beloved. So I'm speaking today, we're seeking the lost sheep. So if you hear this message, I pray that the Ruach HaKodesh move upon your heart, and that you will come to a place of repentance and know that no matter what we may be going through, whatever the afflictions are, that we have promises of Yahuwah in and through Yahusha Amashiach. And this is one of those scriptures that I'm going to share with you. Now, salvation can only come through Yahusha Amashiach. Again, that's a promise of Yahuwah to save us through his son, King Yahusha. So keep that in mind, that there is no other name given among men whereby we might be saved. Hallelujah. And again, Yahusha bears the Father's name. Yah is salvation. So in Job 22, verse 22 to 30, I titled this, Promises of Yahuwah in Yahusha. And it begins by saying, acquaint yourself with them and be at peace. Thereby good shall come to you. Receive, I pray, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. If you put away unrighteousness far from your tent and lay your treasure in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks, and the Almighty will be your treasure and precious silver to you. For then shall you delight yourself in the Almighty and shall lift up your face to Eloah. You shall make your prayer to him and he will hear you. And you shall pay your vows. You shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. And light shall shine upon your ways. When they cast you down, you shall say, there is lifting up. And the humble person he will save. He will deliver even him who is not innocent. Yes, he shall be delivered through the cleanness of your hands. These are the words of Abba. Thanks be to Yahushua Mashiach. And that is the most beautiful, beautiful scripture that we find right there in the book of Job. Again, that's almost like the middle, because Job has 42 chapters and this is chapter 22. So we see the promises of Yahuwah right here in Job. And we know today we reap those promises through the Mashiach, through the Mashiach. Hallelujah. So we want to acquaint ourselves with the Most High, and we want to be at shalom. We want to be at peace. Thereby good can come to us. And we know Yahushua Mashiach is his goodness that have come to us. We know Yahushua came into the darkness and he was the light. And we know according to John, let me quick go here, John. We know according to John chapter 1, it says that in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. However, beloved, Yahushua HaMashiach was the true light, which lights every man that comes in the world. Hallelujah. And we know he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And again, we're talking to the lost sheep of Yashirel. We're talking to those who will be pricked in their heart and receive the word of the Almighty Living Elohim. However, beloved, as many as received Yahusha, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahuwah, even to them that believe on his name. And that is the most beautiful promise. That is the most beautiful thing to know, that when we receive him, when we believe on his name, that he gives us power to become the sons of Abba Yahuwah, is in the Shemayim, and which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahuwah. And that's John 1, verse 12 to 13. And again, that is the most beautiful promise to know, beloved, that we don't have to get beat up by this world and going through the motions of this world and being chewed up and spit out, beloved. We need to know that we have an advocate. We need to know that we have the Redeemer, Yahushua HaMashiach, who has redeemed us out of every kindred, tribe, people, tongue, and nation by his blood. And if you do not know him as Messiah, if you do not know him as Redeemer, if you do not know him as Savior, beloved, then today is the day for you to cry out to Abba. Today is the day for us to humble ourselves and say, Abba, help me to see your Son. Help me to know him, to believe him, to receive him, that I may receive the promises. The promise of sonship, the promise of eternal life, which again, when we receive him and believe on him, when we repent and are immersed for the remission of our sins in the name of Abba Yah and Yahusha, we receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, which is a free gift given to everyone who will come to the knowledge of the truth of our Malki Zedek High Priest King Yahusha Mashiach. Again, he takes away the sins of the world. And that is the most beautiful promise of Abba Yahuwah, that he loved us so that he sent his one and only Son who knew no sin to be sin for us. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, beloved, that you want to make right. You want to get your life right. You want to get your house in order. You want to get your relationship with the Most High in order. You want to seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, his Yahusha HaMashiach, for King Yahusha is coming again. Hallelujah. And let us look at a couple scriptures. There's a couple scriptures that I want to share with you that point out that the Mashiach is coming again. You know, you might find people that say, no, he's not coming again. But let's look at what the Word have to say regarding his coming again. We're going to look at a few scriptures right here in the Word regarding the Mashiach coming again. And that's also a promise. As a promise of Yahuwah, that his son, the Melchizedek high priest, will return. Hallelujah. And he will be reigning as king out of Jerusalem. Let's look at Matthew 25, verse 31. And it says, and when the son of Adam shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Verse 32. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Hallelujah. So he's coming again, and I'm going to read that. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, verse 33, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answering him saying, Adonai, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come unto you? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Amen, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. These are the words of Abba Yah. Thanks be to Yahusha Mashiach. So that's Matthew 25, verse 31 to 40. And I want to place emphasis that, yes, the king, Yahusha Mashiach, he is promised to return, and he is coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Abba. Yahuwah, that is King, is coming again. So, beloved, we also see in that scripture, it pointed out showing, doing alms. We want to be kind. We want to be kind-hearted towards the brethren. We want to share the possessions that we have. We want to be kind one to another. Hallelujah. And that is also a fruit of the Ruach HaKodesh, a fruit of the Spirit that indwells us. Let's look at Revelation 22, verse 12. Again, we're talking about the King, Yahusha HaMashiach, is coming again. And this is one of the promise of Yahuwah. I think at verse 12, Yahusha says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say in verse 13, I am Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So my beloved, he says his reward is going to be with them. And I want to talk about the rewards that are promised. So let's look at Matthew 26:64. That's another scripture that talks about the coming of the Mashiach, which again is a promise by our heavenly Abba. So let's look at another scripture regarding the coming of King Yahushua and Mashiach. That's Matthew 26:64, and I'm going to verse 64. Speaking to the high priest, and it says here, Yahushua said unto him, You have said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, Hereafter shall you see the Son of Adam sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Hallelujah. So again, King Yahushua is coming. He's coming again. And that is a promise of our Heavenly Father, that he goes to prepare a place for us. And like Yahushua told us, he comes again and receives us unto himself. Hallelujah. So he goes to prepare a place for us, and he comes to receive us unto himself. The next scripture I'm going to look at is Mark chapter 14 and verse 62. Again, we're looking at the coming of the Mashiach, King Yahushua. And this is one promise of our Abba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your Kadosh name, Almighty Yah. We thank you so much for the promises of the gift of eternal life. We thank you for your Ruach HaKodesh whom you gave to Yahushua who indwells us. We thank you, Abaya, for Yahushua, the promise of Yahushua that he's coming again. He's going to reign as king out of Yerushalayim. There's so many promises, and we're going to look at the rewards. We're going to look at the rewards that are promised to those that are found worthy to walk with Yahushua HaMashiach when he returns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Mark chapter 14, verse 62, and then we're going to go to the rewards in Revelation. And Yahushua said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Adam sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is the most beautiful thing to know, my beloved, that King Yahushua HaMashiach, he's going to be coming back again in the clouds, in power, and great in power and great glory. And I want to read Matthew 24 also. In Matthew 24, we see he's teaching the Talmudim, and he's teaching them that the things that will happen in the end. In the end time, and then the end will come, the things that will happen. So let's look at the promise of his return here. It says here in, I'm reading Matthew 24, and it says, reading from 29 to 31, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Adam in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Adam coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a shofar, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are the words of Abba. Thanks be to Yahushua HaMashiach. So we see, beloved, that the Mashiach, King Yahushua HaMashiach, he's promised to return by his father, just like he received commandment of his father to lay down his life in John 10, verse 17, and to pick his life up again. It's the same way, beloved. He said, no man knows the date, the time, not the hour when he's going to return, but his heavenly father. So that is a most sincere promise of Abba Yah, that he will send his son back again, and this time he's coming as what? The King of Kings and Sovereigns of Sovereigns. Hallelujah. And his reward is going to be with them. Let's look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. I'm looking at the rewards that Abba Yah gave to Yahusha to give to those who are found worthy when he returns. And we see the Ruach HaKodesh is speaking to the assemblies here. And the Ruach says, he that has an ear, let him hear at what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Yahuwah. So that is a promise. Hallelujah. And unto the, and I'm going to read the promises. I'm reading the promises. So we see here that in verse 10, there is a promise of a crown of life that is promised. And I invite you to read these chapters in entirety. The Ruach in verse 11 of chapter 2 say, he that has an ear, let him hear at what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. That is the most beautiful, wonderful promise, because that tells us we would live eternally with our Melchizedek high priest and all those that are found worthy of that promise. Hallelujah. So that is the most beautiful promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we see in verse 17 of chapter 2, it says, he that has an ear, let him hear at what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saving he that receives it. Hallelujah. 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 Again, you wanna read Revelation 1, 2, 3. You wanna read the all of Revelation. However, in chapters 2 and 3, you'll see the messages to the assemblies, and you will see the promises of Yah in Yahusha through the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. And these promises are to us who have received him, believed in his name, and are awaiting his return. While we're awaiting his return, we want to watch and pray, because he will come, beloved. And the words say that he could come as a thief in the night. So in verse 25 and 26, we see says that they should hold fast what they have till Yahusha comes. And he that overcomes and guardeth his works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Again, that is a promise. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear at what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies. Hallelujah. So those are, again, promises of Yah, and how do we obtain them? We're going to talk about that. So we see in verse 4, it says, of chapter 3, verse 4, you have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Verse 5, he that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the sefer of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Hallelujah. He that has an ear, verse 6, let him hear at what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies. So we want to hear what the Ruach is saying to the called out assemblies, because those promises are to us today also, because we are awaiting the return of the Mashiach. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 10 in chapter 3. It says, because you have guarded the word of my patience, I also will guard you from the hour of calamity, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwelleth upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which you have, that no man take your crown. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of Yahuwah, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of Yahuwah, and the name of the city of Yahuwah, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from Yahuwah, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear it what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies. So we want to hear, beloved, we want to hear, and we want to take heed, and we want to hold on to that which is right. We want to turn away from unrighteous living and turn to righteous living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we see here in chapter 3, verse 20, Yahusha says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear it what the Ruach says unto the called out assembly. These are the words of Abba, thanks be to Yahusha HaMashiach. Now, beloved, we know that in order for us to receive the promises of Yah, which are wonderful, wonderful promises, I know one of the promises I like to think on is the one where we talk about being a pillar in the house of Yahuwah. And I know Yahuwah's house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And beloved, right now we know in part, but one day we will know in full, in whole. That's what the word says. And beloved, how do we overcome and how do we inherit these promises? We have to turn away from unrighteousness. Like we saw in Job 22, it says, if you put away unrighteousness far from your tents and lay your treasure in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks, and the Almighty will be your treasure and precious silver to you. For then shall you delight yourself in the Almighty and shall lift up your face to Yahweh. You shall make your prayer to him and he will hear you, and you shall pay your vows. My beloved, you shall also decree a thing and it shall be established unto you, and light shall shine upon your ways. Hallelujah. And we know the light to be his son, his Melchizedek, high priest, King Yahusha Mashiach. He's the light, like we read in John chapter 1, that came into the world, the light that shone in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. But beloved, when you read Revelation chapters 2 and 3, and I encourage you to do so, you'll see that Yahusha, the revelation of Yahusha, whom he received from the Father and showed to, sent via his messenger to his servant John, that we are called to repent. We're called to examine those things that we are weak in, and we're called to repent and turn to righteous living through the Kohen Gadol, through Yahusha HaMashiach. He is the one that we go through to the Father. And like it said in Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to 39, when they were pricked, when they heard the good news of how Yahusha had came and he lived and he died and he was resurrected and went up to sit on at the right hand of power and that he's coming again, they wanted to know, what can they do to inherit the promises of eternal life? What can we do to inherit the promises that I just read in Revelation chapter 2 and 3? A crown of life that's stored up. Yahusha say to those who overcome, they will get to reign with them, to sit on his throne like he overcame and sat on his Father's throne and rule the nations with a rod of iron. Says our names will not be blot out of the sefer of life, and he will declare our name to his Father and before the heavenly angels. Abba, yeah, and we'll receive a crown of life. These are promises that he received from the Father as gifts for us, beloved. These are very real, very true. So what we want to do today, we want to examine our hearts. We want to examine our hearts and see Where are we? Where are we with the promises? With the promises of Yah? We do not want to be deceived in thinking that this is not going to come to pass. That's why Yahushua encourages, just like he overcame, when we overcome and we know we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, we know that we overcome the enemy by the word of our testimony. So we want to know that we have the true Mashiach. We want to know that we have Yahushua HaMashiach, the one whom we see in Revelation was found worthy to take the scroll and open the seals thereof, because he was slain and hath redeemed us out of every tribe, out of every kindred, out of every people, out of every nation, and out of every tongue, and hath made us unto our Elohim a kingdom of priests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we truly want to repent of our sins. We want to remove righteousness from amongst us. And we want to turn to the Most High Yah, because promises of Yahuwah are very real. The promises of Yahuwah will be fulfilled in his Melchizedek High Priest King Yahushua HaMashiach, because again, beloved, Yahushua is coming again. And we saw that in the scriptures that we read. So we do want to hearken on to the messages that we're hearing in these last days. And we want to turn away from a life of unrighteousness, self-righteousness, a life where we see that we're chasing wealth or riches or success. And we want to turn to the true success. We want to put away those things. We want the Almighty Yahuwah to be our treasure. We want him to be our precious silver. Hallelujah. And lift up our face to him. We want to delight in him through his son, through the Mashiach. And we know Yahushua love Abba Yah. And what is the greatest commandment? We see the greatest commandment Yahushua said in Luke chapter 10, looking at verse 25 to 27. He says that the greatest commandment is to love Yahuwah, our Elohim, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our mind, with all our strength, with our everything. This is how we love Abba Yah. And the second greatest is to love our neighbor as ourselves. So it's my sincere prayer, my beloved, that your faith will respond to this message. And if you're lacking faith, beloved, James 1:5 encourages to pray for wisdom, and the Father will give us wisdom. So it's my sincere prayer, my beloved, that as you hear this message, that this message will prick your heart, and that you will cry out to Abba Yah, that you will repent, that you'll turn away from every sin. And beloved, he is wonderful. Another of his promises in 1 John 1:9, he says, if we confess our sins, that he's faithful, my beloved, and he's just, and he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Oh, what a mighty Elohim we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Father, I bless your Kadosh name this morning. I thank you for your word. I thank you for King Yahushua HaMashiach, our Melchizedek High Priest, the King of Righteousness, who is coming again to take his rightful throne over in Yerushalayim. And we see where he's coming in the clouds with power and great glory, just like the lightning goes from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And that is a promise. And Father, we're looking forward to the promises of Yah in Yahushua HaMashiach, in the power of your Ruach HaKodesh. Father, we thank you for this message, and we pray that those who hear the message, Father, that your Ruach HaKodesh will move upon their hearts, and that they will have a desire to repent and turn away from worldly living to righteous living, which is keeping Torah, keeping your Ten Commandments, keeping that which is written in your word, Abba, and walking uprightly. Now, Father Yah, your Torah, Genesis from Genesis up to Exodus 24:11. Abba, Father Yah, we bless your Kadosh name. We thank you. We thank you also for your Torah, Genesis to Deuteronomy. We thank you for your 10 words that you gave to the children of Yasharel, and you added no more, where you told them, I am Yahuwah Eloheka, who have brought you out of Mitzrayim, and you should have no other mighty ones before you. You tell them that they should not make any graven image. They should not bow down to them nor serve them, for you are a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of those who hate you to the third and fourth generation, but showing loving kindness to those, showing loving kindness and mercy to those who love you to a thousand generations. And we should not take your name in vain. We should remember your Shabbat to keep it holy. We should work in 6 days, but the seventh day is the Shabbat of Yahuwah, our Elohim, who brought us out of the land of Mitzrayim. And we should not do any work, us, nor her daughter, nor her son, or manservant, nor maidservant, or cattle, nor a stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days you made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore you blessed the Shabbat day and hallowed it. And we should honor our mother and father, that our days may be long in the land which you give us. We should not kill, we should not steal, we should not commit adultery or break wedlock. We should not bear false witness against our neighbor. We should not envy our neighbor's house or neighbor's wife or neighbor's manservant or maidservant or anything that is thy neighbor's. And Father, these are the words you gave, and you added no more. So it is your desire, Abba, that we love you with all our heart, soul, all our mind, and our strength, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Almighty, I bless your Kadosh name. I thank you for this message that you've blessed me to share. I thank you for the hearts that are going to be converted unto you through hearing this message. In King Yahusha Mashiach's name, I say, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.